Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborist Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in. We enjoy your company. We appreciate all the great things you're doing for the community, that's for sure. Hey, this program is sponsored in part by the Operating Engineers Local 66 and the American Federation of Government Employees. We appreciate their support very much. Joining me right now, we've got Doug Cunningham. Doug, welcome back.
Hey, great to be with you to talk about labor news and all the happenings in the world out there, including that Alabama election, by the way.
What happened?
I think there's a little bit of a color change there. Deep red, now it's a little bit more blue in Alabama, right?
Yeah, if you look at the numbers in comparison to what previous people in Alabama have done, and, you know, I get it. There are some states that just kind of lean Republican, some states that lean Democrat,
sure.
and that's cool as long as we're having a conversation. But when it comes to Republican standards and vote getting in Alabama, somebody took a shellacking like Rick Santorum.
Yeah, and I just want to underscore here, this is not just some partisan hack opinion that I've got. Roy Moore was a terrible candidate. The Republican Party itself, many of them, from Mitch McConnell to Senator Shelby, who is a Republican senator from the state of Alabama, to Jeff Flake, a Republican from Arizona, who wrote a check to Doug Moore, the Democratic candidate, all of those folks said Roy Moore was a horrible candidate, had these heinous allegations against him, credible allegations against him from these women, and that was the reason, you know, that Doug wanted one of the big reasons that Doug Jones won. But Doug Jones in his victory speech last night said that Dr. King likes to quote this: the moral arc of the universe is long, but it bends toward justice. And Doug Jones told everybody last night at that victory speech that, ladies and gentlemen, he said, tonight in this time in this place, you helped bend that moral arc a little closer to justice, and you did it. Not only did you bend it more toward justice, but it was a true aim. It's aimed truer, and you sent it right through the heart of the great state of Alabama while you did that. So that was a good thing for the people of Alabama. And this is an Alabama decision, and they decided that Roy Moore was a horrible candidate in this election, and they preferred Doug Jones. So
Doug, I got to tell you, you know, I have heard of politicians upsetting people all over the place. But I got to say this. When the Horse Owners Association, United for America, comes out and says that Roy Moore should be turned into glue. Because the way he treated Sassy. I mean, did you see that? This guy's never been on a horse before. And if he has, shame on him. You know, it's like, you know, if he keeps this up, he's going to be thrown from his horse and drug over 30 miles of rough terrain.
Well, I'm certainly no horse expert, so I'll have to abstain in commenting about how he treated the horse. I'm certainly not qualified in that score. Not a cowboy, not a horse guy. But I just think hats off to the voters who voted for Doug Jones there in Alabama, because they rightly rejected Roy Moore as a horrible candidate, and he should never have gone to the U.S. Senate representing anybody, much less the people of Alabama or anywhere else. So good result there. Lots of labor news happening today,
good,
too, Charles. I mean, Harvard grad students, looks like they may get another union election, because the National Labor Relations Board ruled against Harvard in an appeal and said that there needs to be another election because the first one wasn't fair. And the grad student union there is affiliated with the United Auto Workers, and they wanted to have this election. They had the election. However, about 300 ballots did not get counted, and it turns out that Harvard, under the law, labor law, is supposed to provide an accurate list of all of those eligible to vote. They did not do that, and so 300 ballots were not even counted in that election. And so there's a chance that with this NLRB decision in favor of the grad student union and against the university, Harvard, looks like there's going to be a new election, and that could happen as soon as January of 2018.
Well, there you go. And this is a wonderful thing. Why are we having a conversation with Harvard? They know better.
Yeah, they do. They should.
I mean, really? Come on. You guys got more money than, you know, yeah. No, really? Really?
I mean, at universities, and speaking of universities, there's another university story, labor story, and this one is the University of California, okay? There's a union out there that represents University of California employees, AFSCME Local 3299, and the president of that union, Catherine Liebarger, has called on the California State Legislature now to take some action against a regent for the University of California who is accused of sexual impropriety, egregious sexual assaults, according to the AFSCME press release that they put out about this. And they want action against this regent by the name of Norman Pattiz. They say his behavior has been inappropriate, and nobody's been able to hold him accountable. And they say that there's a constitutional amendment that grants the state legislature expulsion authority over UC regents. And so the AFSCME is calling for strong action there against that regent at the University of California.
There you go.
This
is what happens when you're empowered on the job. You know?
And it's time. I mean, we've reached that Me Too moment, as the hashtag says, right, in America, where so many of these allegations have been bubbling under the surface for so long, and so often there are people in power who have been impervious to any attempts to stop this kind of behavior or to hold them accountable. And this union out there representing 24,000 workers at the University of California, they say that their members are mostly women of color, and so they're deeply concerned about the effect of failing to hold these powerful people accountable for sexual misconduct. That they're really concerned about the effect that may have both on their members and also the hundreds of thousands of students that are served at the University of California every day. And this is happening all over America in all sorts of walks of life, in all sorts of sectors of business in America, offices, factories, everywhere in America. And so it's good that we finally shine a bright light on this and end this kind of behavior once and for all.
Absolutely. Any other stories you got there, Doug?
I just wanted to quickly mention Michigan, this is probably not going to go anywhere because of the state of the politics there, but Michigan Democrats in the state legislature are trying again to repeal the anti-union law called Right to Work in Michigan. And they're trying to do that even though they're a minority in the state house. And so chances are it's not going to go far because the Republicans support that anti-union legislation, and they have to act on this to even give this repeal a chance. But Democrats are raising the issue. Once again, this is like 5 years after that has been passed in Michigan. They're trying again to repeal that. So, it could be just viewed as symbolic, but it's also a very strong principle and values question in Michigan. And so hats off to the Dems for raising that issue again there.
There you go. Doug, it's always a pleasure. We appreciate it. Hey, very quickly, what do you think about the FCC when it comes to this net neutrality dogfight? 83% of the population of the United States is saying, don't frack with the Internet.
There you go.
And they're still pushing it.
I'm with the majority on that issue, net neutrality, because we don't want them to throttle the speeds on
you mean choke.
Websites, you know, and choke out in order to give the top 1% who can afford to pay for the fast lane precedent. It should be free and open to everybody. It should be equal to everybody and all organizations, including the Union Edge and Labor News and labor unions, right alongside corporations, just because they have a fat paid, bottomless wallets that they can chart, that they can pay for these fast lanes. The providers, it should be treated as a utility. You know, they don't choke your electricity. They don't choke your phone, your landline phones. Everything like
you
that should be equal and open and net neutrality.
Doug, the taxpayers of the United States paid for the invention of the ARPANET, which is now the Internet.
Yep.
The taxpayers of this country paid for the research and development and implementation and installation of the Internet. And if these Internet providers don't want to do it, go make your own.
Amen to that. And I'm, like I said, solidly with the majority in support of net neutrality on that issue.
There you go. Doug, it's always a pleasure. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon. In the meantime, we got to get going. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio.
Like what you hear? You can access exclusive content and other perks at patreon.com/theunionedge.